الله الرحمن الرحيم. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due. The unique with perfect attributes, he begets not nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will continue to know about forms of Allah's mercy, continuation of the previous class related to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And today, inshallah, we will learn about dua, supplication, which is a very important form of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the secret of the class is the secrets of supplications. Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day makes us feel that His mercy is around us in the prayers, in the dua, in the Quran, in all the links with the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, inshallah, sisters, we will learn about supplication dua, which is Rahman Rahim. So, sisters, let us agree first that to do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a source of mercy to the spirit, because the act of doing dua or supplication is a source of tranquility, peace, reassurance, trust, hope for the believers. The first question is, what is the meaning of the word dua? The word dua means to call upon. In Islam, supplication means to address Allah with praise, thanksgiving, hope, and to mention your needs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In English, dua is also called praise. Okay, so the word prayer in English can be the regular prayer in Islam, and also dua can be called the prayer. To supplicate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the practice of the belief of the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because so long you believe that Allah is the only power and the only will and the only mercy, you call on Him because you believe that He is the only one who can answer your supplication. And actually, when you will call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will feel the feeling of relief, because you will describe all your difficulties to the only power, the Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The feeling of being more close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, actually, during your dua, will give you the feeling that, inshallah, Allah will answer your supplication. I will clarify to you these words practically, sisters. When you, number one, and first believe that the only power in this life is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the only will is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who controls your life is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one who plans your future is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, immediately your spirit will be looking to communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that you will handle to this power, the only power, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all your worries, difficulties, and all your problems. This is what is going on during the dua. While I am handling to Him all my difficulties and worries and problems, I am also mentioning to Him my hopes regarding my life. When you communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with full sincerity, what is the meaning of the sincerity of the dua? And this is the secret of the dua. Okay, many people, they say that when we do dua to Allah, we don't feel relief. When we do dua to Allah, we don't feel that He will answer our call. When we do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, nothing happened to us. Okay, why? The answer is because you missed the most important element for the dua, which is the sincerity. What is the meaning of the sincerity, sister? The sincerity means that when your spirit in reality believes that only Allah can solve my problem, immediately when you call on Him, you will call, alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. الله الرحمن الرحيم. Again, sisters, when you realize from the depths of your heart that only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has the power to solve my problem, when this feeling will be clear to your spirit, immediately when you will do the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during the prayer especially, okay, you will start to feel that you want to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala totally different from the way you talk to any other human being. Okay, how you can do this when you do sujood in the prayer? Okay, you are doing like this and saying Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Don't raise your head. Okay, just keep down. Okay, just a few seconds. Okay, during these few seconds, inshallah, you will start to link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, the problem for us Muslims is that we just say during the sujood or prostration, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Then we raise immediately. You don't give your spirit the time to link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just stay down. Okay? Within few seconds, you will start to feel that you are talking to Allah from the depths of your heart. You will start to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the problems which you don't want the people to know about it, which you cannot say it to anyone around you, which you want to hide it from everyone, but only your heart will start to talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately, sisters, you will start to feel that you are linked with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and mostly you will start to cry, because this is the time when I am clarifying all my weakness, all my need, all my worries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believing that you, Allah, the only one who can help me. I am in great need of you. I cannot return again to the normal life after finishing my prayer while I have all this burden over my shoulder. I want to give it to you and to handle to you all my problems, and I believe that you have the power to solve everything and you can do everything. So, O Allah, I am in need of you. O Allah, you are the only one for me. O Allah, keep on keeping the link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continuous, you know, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, 4 minutes as you can, because this is the time of the healing for your spirit. You are getting rid of all the internal pressure, believing that I am giving it to the only one who can take care of it. Okay? And also proving to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, I only come to you. I only clarify to my reality to you. I only show my weakness to you because I believe that you are the only one who can help me and support me and change my situation. When you send this message to Allah with full sincerity, be sure, sister, that Allah will answer your supplication. Okay? Supplication is a cure for the spirit, number one, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised any Muslim who will raise his hands to him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never send your hands empty after you raise it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So supplication by itself, the act, is a great relief for your spirit, because you feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who helped me to do the supplication. Umar ibn al-Khattab, this actually great companion of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who had the great, who was the second one regarding sincerity after Abu Bakr al-Siddiq, he said that I am not worried about answering my dua, I am worried about calling on Allah. Because sisters, you cannot call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at any time. There are many people whom they cannot do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they always ask you to do dua for them. So you ask her, sister, why you don't do dua for yourself? Because everyone must do dua for herself. She will tell you, I feel difficult. I cannot find anything to say to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. She cannot link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you cannot link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you must realize that you have a problem in relation to your belief in the oneness of Allah. If I believe that Allah is the only one, If he will not help me, no one will help me. If he will not finish the disaster, it will never finish. If you believe in this with all the clarity and with all the depths, immediately you will hold on the link of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You see, sister, this is the most important. Dua is not to tell you, I don't like to give a dua, to tell you this is the best time for dua, this is the best to call for the dua. This is not the secret of the dua. Okay, millions of Muslims are doing dua and they don't feel the benefit and the, actually the healing of the dua. But you feel the healing of the dua when you feel the link with Allah. When you feel that I succeeded to send the message correctly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you will call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while you are in the sujood, I want you to say to Allah, oh Allah, if you will not help me, no one will help me because no one have the will, no one have the power. I will not leave the dua. I will not stop on calling you because I believe in you. I am sure, always mention this to Allah, I am sure, oh Allah, that you will solve my problem in the best shape which I don't expect. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about himself that I am up to the expectations of my servants. If you expect the best regarding Allah, Allah will give you the best. If you expect that Allah will never answer my supplication, He will never answer your supplication. So always keep Allah in the best of your expectations. And when you call on Him, clarify this to Him. Tell Him, oh Allah, I am sure that my problem will finish and You will help me and You will take care of me and everything will be alright. I am so sure of this, oh Allah, and I will keep on calling on You. Keep this conversation between your spirit and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every sujood. Whenever you have the sujood and you have the time, don't raise up. Keep with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala until a second you feel that I am relieved now. I got all my problems from my shoulder and I handed it to the only one. If there is hope for my problem, it will be through that supplication. And I tried the means. What are the means to solve your problem? Is to do, one of them is to do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with full sincerity. This is the secret of the dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes His servants to call on Him. Because calling on Him is a proof that you believe in Him and you need Him and He is the only Lord in your life and you believe that He is the one taking care of all your affairs. This is how you make the link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, in conclusion, sister, dua is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as it is our key to our spiritual happiness. It offers us a certainty of hope of our future. If you will not have the hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will improve your situation in the future through the dua, you will never have this certainty at all. The only one who can shower your spirit with the hope in the future is the one who takes care of the future, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can I have that hope? During the dua. While I am in the dua, you will start to have a feeling of hope. While you started the dua with the feeling of sadness, loneliness, and being in need of everything, you will end after finishing the dua with the feeling of hope and relief. Mercy, Allah will be with me, Allah will take care of me, my spirit is a totally different situation. I am now actually ready to return again to the normal life. After my prayer, after my dua, now I will be more strong, I will be more confident, I will try my best. All the time when I look up, I feel that Allah, oh Allah, I just did the dua for you, and I am sure you will take care of me. I am in a so different situation. This is how the dua can change the your feelings, and this is how the dua can give you all the psychological support which you needed in the worldly life. None of the human beings can give you a promise, and you are supposed to be certain of a promise of a human being, because the human being has no power or will. The human being is just words and good intention. But the real will and the real power who can make changes is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when I send my message to him correctly, this will be the only way for me to have and to feel the certainty. Inshallah, everything will be alright. So you tell me, Sister Mona, how you say, Inshallah, from the depths of your heart with this certainty? I tell you, because I send the message correctly to the only one who can make the changes. And actually, after I have the link with him, I have a relief in my spirit. This relief is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the proof that I sent the message correctly. And he is actually answering my call to him, number one, by the feeling of relief. Okay? Number two, by the feeling of hope. Okay? Sisters, I will clarify to you the meaning of the word dua. According to Islamic law, dua is a request from a servant to his Lord. Okay? Because in this life, sisters, there must be a servant, okay, and the highest one who can answer Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so the dua is the relation between the one and all his servants, okay, all the human beings on the earth. Okay, practically, dua is the link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And actually, sisters, we can call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at any time and any place and any position. Okay, and actually, this is a form of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Suppose now I have pain in my knee joints and I need to contact my doctor. I can't contact my doctor ever except after 1 month. You see, he will not answer the phone. He doesn't have an email. I asked him for an email. He said to me, no, I cannot give an email to my patients. I will be having thousands of emails every day. Everyone will complain to me every minute. So there is no email. There is no phone call. I cannot have an appointment because he is a very busy physician. So I have to handle my pain until 10th of August under any circumstances. This is the human being whom I am spending money, thousands of dollars, to have, you know, this surgery. All praise to Allah that the insurance is paying. Otherwise, I will not be able even to have this doctor to do the surgery for me. You see, this is the human being. But Allah, the one, the will, the power, whom that doctor cannot have any success in his operation except by the will of Allah. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I can reach him in every second, in every minute, in every place. I can call on him while I am semi-sleeping, while I am sleeping, while I am driving, while I am cooking, while I am taking a shower. At any time, my spirit can call him, communicate with him, and have the relief from him immediately. Immediately, when you just connect with Allah with sincerity, Allah, the most merciful, the source of all the mercy, as we learned in the previous class, immediately Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will support you and shower you with His mercy and send for you the message, you are not alone. I am with you. There is hope. I will take care. This is not your problem. Don't worry. Feel relaxed. I am around. I am the power. I am the will. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the time try to feel the reality of the worldly life. The only one whom I am in need in every second is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only one whom I can reach in every second is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why I will feel lonely? Why I will feel I am in need? Why I will feel that I am helpless? Why I will feel that no one is responding to me, no one will take care of me, I will be in great trouble tomorrow? All this is wrong, sisters. None can put you in trouble except by the will of the one whom you are in continuous contact with him, whom you are obeying him 100%, whom he promised the believers to defeat them, to take care of them, okay, and to actually reward them to be the winners in the worldly life. So all the time sisters try to feel that I can reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through my supplication. Supplication is actually must be, you know, like you eat and you drink and you put clothes and you sit with your kids, okay? Also, dua must be one of the routine of your worldly life. And to tell you the truth, the dua must be the highest act in your life, the dua and the prayer, okay? Because both of them are sources of the link with the one who will give me the support. When Allah will give me the support early in the morning, I can wake up and I can take my breakfast while I am stable psychologically. And someone will ask you, MashaAllah, you take your breakfast and you look balanced and you look in a good mood. Okay, the answer is because I communicated with the Lord of the heavens and the earth and I actually sent to Him the message of my problems and He sent to me the message that He is with me. All praise to Allah. I just finished my Fajr prayer, my dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all praise to Allah. Now I can start to handle the activities of my worldly life while I am balanced and I am relaxed. The one is taking care of me. All praise to Allah. This is the importance of the dua and the prayer and how it is more important than any of your activities in the worldly life, sister, because Allah is the one who will take care of everything. Allah is the one who can give you the good mood. Allah is the one who can make your husband good for you. Allah is the one who can make your kids, alhamdulillah, inshaAllah, good kids. Allah is the one who give you the health. Everything in this life is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If I am in a good relation with Him, He will, out of His mercy, shower me with the psychological support. Even I am in the middle of a very big disaster. But my heart is connected to Allah. And Allah will shower me with His mercy. And Allah will block the effect of the disasters on my spirit. All praise to Allah. This is, I am trying to clarify to you the importance of the dua and supplication, because actually when you will try to feel it and when you will practice it, okay, it will be the first and the last source of relief in your life is your dua and supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, sister, supplication is not only during the sujood. During the sujood, you are in the closest position to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because during the sujood, you are so down and you are prostrating. You are in the position and in the shape of the servant. You know, I am down on the earth, okay, prostrating with all the humility in front of the only one, the Lord, who is high up. My position is clarifying to Allah that I am a servant. My position is in the position of the weakness. I am down on the floor, okay, or on the earth, helpless, very weak, okay, in great need. I am calling on Him all the power and all the will, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay? So now, sisters, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, we must know that Allah, the most merciful, is sending the messages of mercy to His servants, okay, through the dua, promising them to answer and to accept this, their dua. Okay, now inshallah, I will mention to you one verse of the Quran, which will clarify to you how merciful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with us, the believers inshallah, and also to clarify to you the importance of the dua in the life of the Muslims. We will read now from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, verse number 186. Allah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Surah 2, verse number 186. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا سألك عبادي عني فإني قريب أجيب دعوة الداعي إذا دعان فليستجيبوا لي وليؤمنوا بي لعلهم يرشدون. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And when my slaves ask you, O Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, concerning me, then answer them, I am indeed near to them by my knowledge. I respond to the invocations of the supplicant when he calls on me. So let them obey me and believe in me so that they may be led aright. Okay? So sisters, if we try to understand, you know, the meaning of this verse of the Quran, actually this is a verse which is one of the verses of the mercy to the human beings and to all humanity from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, and when my servants, okay, and this is actually to clarify that we are close to Allah because we are His servants. Allah is saying, when my servants asked me about, okay, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, okay, Allah said, I am indeed near. Okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about Himself that He is near to every one of us. You know, sister, this is very important knowledge for your spirit. Always try to feel that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very near and very close to me. If someone comes now and say to me some, for example, bad words, okay, and I get upset, immediately I will remember that Allah is very close to me. And Allah listened to these words, and Allah record these words, and Allah doesn't like these bad words, and Allah will be the one to take, you know, the response for that bad behavior. Okay? When you feel this, you will never reply to anyone. Whatever the people will come and say, whatever the people will do, whatever the people will plot, whatever the people will make against you, just feel that the only one who has the power and the will, your Lord, is so close and so near, and He is attending everything in this world, life. He knows about everything by His knowledge. So long Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows about what's happening to me, this is more than enough to me. I am relieved. He will be the one to take care of that sister to the extent that I can never do it, because I don't have a will. What most of the people, how they respond with the same. Okay? Sin, she was a sinner towards me, and I will be a sinner with her. I will respond, you know, with some words. This is totally wrong. You know, this is how you learn from every word from the Quran. When I know that He is near, in my spirit I will say, oh Allah, you listen to everything, okay, and you take care of that sister. I don't want the shaitan to come to me to make me nervous and upset, and I will respond and I will lose my good deeds, and I will also prove that I don't believe that you are around. Because if I believe that Allah is around and Allah is close and Allah is with me, I will be shy to say bad words which Allah is listening to and Allah is recording. Okay, so I will never ever reply to anyone. This needs, sister, the exercise. When you know the knowledge, try to understand it and to realize it, then start to exercise. Day by day by day, after a few months, you will notice that your way of handling the problems becomes totally different. You never reply. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be the one to reply to everyone. The one who is doing good, Allah will reply with good. The one who is doing bad, Allah will reply to bad, because Allah is near and Allah knows everything. And actually there is a story about Abu Bakr Siddiq and Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They were sitting together and a man came to the room and he started to say bad words to upset Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, so he kept silent. Then the man left and he came back again and he started to say bad words and also to upset Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu for the second time. He was silent. For the third time, when the man comes, Abu Bakr Siddiq replied to the man. Okay, so Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he becomes very upset and he left the room. So Abu Bakr Siddiq said to him, he ran after him and he told him, why you are upset with me? I was silent twice, but I cannot keep it more than this. So Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he replied, for the first two times when you keep silent, the angel was responding instead of you. But when you choose to answer for the third time, this means that shaitan is in the place. And me and the shaitan, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the shaitan cannot be in one place. So I have to leave them. You see, sister, so this is how I have to learn to handle, you know, any of the people of the ignorant who they are around us in the worldly life. Someone will start to talk, I will always say to myself, the angel is responding. The angel is taking care. I will never respond. I will never say one bad word. I don't want the shaitan to come and to control me. I don't want to lose my good deeds. I don't want to be a sinner. I don't want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to listen to bad words from me. I want always to keep the link with Allah in the best shape so that when I do dua to Him, He will answer me. When I always clarify to Him that I feel that He is close to me, I feel that I have to actually keep my relation with Him in the best shape, I will never do anything which can, you know, interfere with my link with the one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the time, sisters, this is also very important for you to make the dua to Allah in every time and in every place. So long you feel that Allah is near to you, so do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that actually, alhamdulillah, I learned this knowledge and all the time I am doing dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I wake up in the morning, subhanallah, sometimes I feel that I wake up while I am doing dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because I realize that this is the only way to save my life, to save my time, to save my health, to save my spirit, to save my psychological condition. I don't want to be disturbed with the pressure of the worldly life, which will never finish. Because life is a test. This means that there will be always disasters and there will be always hard time. How can I escape all of this so that it will not destroy my spirit, my psychology, my body, my health? I can get rid of all of this when I make actually a separation, or when I block the effect of the pressure of the worldly life. How? Connect with Allah with dua all the time. All the time. My daughter will come and tell me, try to come by 12:15. Don't be late. You are always late. You always promise to come. When she starts to talk, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, I move my spirit to a totally different place. Oh Allah, inshallah, I want to go to the garden. When she will finish, I didn't listen to anything. I just have the message from the first word. But to keep on, then I will reply to her. What about you? Why you are after me? You never come in time. You never do. Then it will be a fight. Then we will lose that thing. Then my relation with my daughter will be disturbed one day by one day. My daughter is my responsibility in life. You know, I am not her responsibility in her side, but she is my responsibility. I don't want my relation with her to be disturbed. She will not be close to me. She will not say to me everything. All of this I can get. This is with my daughter, this is with my husband, this is with my neighbor, this is with my sister, this is with my sisters, with everyone in this worldly life. Whenever I start to feel that I will start to have pressure from outside, immediately I shift my spirit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, calling on Allah to finish this conversation without problems, okay? Calling on Allah to give me the patience to tolerate this talk, calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make the angel to respond to them, okay? With something good. I want to keep my spirit in a good shape all the time, because if you are not having your spirit in peace and tranquility, you will not be able to call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And always try, okay, to remember this word, sister. If you fight with your husband or with your kid, or you are very upset with any hardship, and the time of prayer comes, you will never be able to link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with full sincerity. The problems and the fight and the pressure and the revenge and everything will be pressurizing your spirit. So I can't link with Allah. I want to finish the prayer, then to have a phone call and to say to my husband, dude, 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 then I will be good. All of this is not the way of the believers in the worldly life, whom they believe that Allah is near. And Allah listen. And the angel is responding. So this is how the belief in Allah will make our life more peaceful, will make my spirit always, you know, in the feeling of, you know, tranquility and forgiveness. If you will not listen to all the conversation, you will not be so upset. Okay? But when I will listen to a conversation, for example, my husband, for example, will come and tell me, Mona, you are not cooking well. If I just stop listening after these few words and I connect with Allah, oh Allah, I want this conversation to finish with no respond because, oh Allah, I have Dhuhr prayer at 1:30 and I want to link with, you know, my spirit and all my mood now is with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After just the first few words from my husband, alhamdulillah, after he will finish, maybe he is still discussing, you know, how 10 years ago I didn't cook well, so the people were not happy, so after 5 years, so, you know, some long-term story about my cooking. I didn't listen to any of it. When I will finish, I will not have deep feelings against my husband because I didn't listen to anything. I will tell him, okay, jazakallah khair. May Allah reward you, you're the best. Inshallah, I will be the best cook and I will never cook again. Thank you very much. Go and buy cook food from outside. No problem. Whatever you want to do, on my head. Thank you. Salamu alaikum. Then, alhamdulillah, I am very relaxed. I didn't fight with him and I didn't hate him. You know, but if I listen to him from first word to the end, you know, immediately, I will tell him why I'm not cooking. What about you? 25 years ago, when I married you. Then nowadays, sister, if you try to notice, many Muslim mothers are killing their kids. You know? Many. And they are just mentioning in the newspapers, in our countries, here, all around. Why? Because of the pressure. Not because they are bad women. No, because, sisters, because of two elements. Life nowadays is full of pressure. Why? Because there are no good manners all around. Okay, this is number one. So there is no one who is trying to feel the feeling of the others. Everyone is concerned about himself only. So if all the people will be upset, this is none of my business. This is selfish attitude which is going on nowadays. Because of this selfish attitude, the sensitive people and the well-mannered people are in trouble. Because they don't know how to handle these kind of people and they don't want to have bad manners like them. You know? So you feel that you are under a lot of pressure. If you will not escape to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, you will be under great pressure which you don't know its depths. Then in a second, you may commit something not expected. Okay? So I must use the mercy of the Quran to make my life more better. Allah is near, the angel will respond, I will never give my ear or I will never listen with tips to anyone who is trying to give me hard time at all. You know, sister, then I will use the supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make my husband to like my food, to make my husband to be busy with other issues, to make the telephone to ring now immediately so my husband will stop the conversation and he will be busy with something else. Yes, I always do this. When my husband will start to discuss anything about, you know, going to the masjid always and all of this, I will say, oh Allah, I praise you that the phone will ring now immediately. You know, that he will be busy with the phone. And he will forget. And it is happening always. The phone will ring. He will forget everything. Then all praise to Allah. Finished. Then I forget. You must forget and you must forgive. Don't tell him after finishing the phone call, come. You remember what you were saying to me before? No. I will tell you everything. Yes, because I'm a very strong woman. This is not the reality of being a strong woman. The strong woman is the one who never, you know, lose her good deeds. The strong believer is the one who always keeps the most important for me in this, my worldly life, is to keep my good deeds. by any means. And also I am commanded to live the marriage as an act of worship to Allah. Act of worship to Allah is to forgive and to forget and to keep the house always peaceful for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If my husband will come after the phone call and tell me, Mona, I want to tell you, I will tell him, my husband, I am very sorry. It is my mistake. I am the one. Thank you very much. Let us have a cup of tea now and let us enjoy time. Turn the page. Turn the page immediately. Because you want to keep your spirit in the best shape, because at 1:30 I will run to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I will meet him, I will enjoy the dua with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can't miss this enjoyment. This is the best minutes for me in my day, in my life. Meeting with Allah in prayer, especially in the sujood during the dua. This is the only hope for my belief in my worldly life. I can't lose these minutes for any conversation or nonsense with none of the human beings. Okay, so number one, sisters, Allah is indeed near. You know, always, sister, remember that Allah is indeed near to you. And again, Allah responds to your invocation when you call on Him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this verse of the Quran, sister, is clarifying that He is close and He is answering your supplication. Okay, so now, sisters, always try to reflect on this verse of the Quran. Who is calling you to answer your needs? Okay? Suppose now I need to buy a clothes or something. I have to go to my husband and to tell him, my husband, can I talk to you now? No, I am very busy. What do you want? If I want to give, he will have time to listen. If I tell him, my husband, I want to clean all the house now, he will tell me, okay, my dearest wife, go and clean the whole house. But if I tell him, my husband, I need to talk to you about buying a blouse, he will tell me, I am very busy. Talk to me after 1 month. Okay, because we don't have any money now, you know, Mona, and we will open a chapter of my clothes. Okay, so he will not answer my call. Because, not because my husband is not a good person. No, this is the nature of the human being. We want to take and we don't like to give. This is how Allah created us in the test of the worldly life. So I am not supposed that on, there is anyone except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is calling on me to ask Him. And when I ask Him, He will answer me. You know, so sisters, try to understand this equation. Allah is telling to us, come to me, ask me, I will answer you. And I will also reward you because you call on me. You see, if you try just to reflect on the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how He is, you know, make it easy for us to call on Him. Okay, and also giving me the hope that when I will call on Him, He said in the Quran that ask me, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I respond to the invocation. This is a promise from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He responds to our invocations. Okay, so when I have this feeling in my spirit, Allah responds to my invocation. So instead of running after my husband to buy for me the blouse, I will do invocation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, arrange for me the circumstances to buy the blouse. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when I call on my husband to buy the blouse, let him inshallah answer and give me the blouse. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and believe me sisters, when I want to buy anything from dealers or any place, I call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I am looking for a long black skirt in dealers, and I don't want to run around. Please let me find the black skirt when I go to dealers. And Allah, and there is a supplication when you go to the mall, I will give it to you. When you do that supplication, sisters, and you go to the place having the hope and having the reassurance that inshallah you will find the black skirt. Inshallah, when you will search, you will find the black skirt. The dua. Yes, I will give you the dua now, inshallah. Okay? But what I mean, sister, is that connect and link only with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With the full reassurance that Allah when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says be, It will be. Okay? If I have this Romelia, you can close. So, you know, if I believe, sisters, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only power, is the only will, and if my husband wants to buy for me the blouse and Allah doesn't want, I will never get the blouse. Okay, you have to know this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَمَا تَشَاءُونَ إِلَّا أَنْ يَشَاءَ اللَّهِ. Your will not be active except by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at the end, I am in relation and I am on the command of the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So why I will ask the human beings for anything? I will just call on Allah, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and inshallah put all my trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then, if you ask your husband once, well and good. He doesn't want, or he say, after some time, thank you very much, because in the depths of my heart, I believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't give the command for my blouse yet. Not my husband. Because my husband is nothing. All the human beings are nothing. It is only the will. I will never be upset with my husband. I will never fight with my husband. I will never look to other sisters and say, oh Allah, why their husbands are giving them everything? This is nonsense. Which is going on in the worldly life. This is all is nonsense, sister. Whatever is happening is by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If a sister is having a big house, this is from Allah. Don't say all the time, you know, because actually I am always with this problems of the sister. Her husband is responding to all her needs. When she will say to her husband, give me this, he will give it to her after 1 second. What is this nonsense? This is the real nonsense in life. This life is run by the one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is providing all the provision, and everything is up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I am not supposed to look around or to discuss or to evaluate the sisters. Everyone has his own circumstances. There are many secrets in the life of everyone, and most of the human beings now are not saying the truth. So I am not supposed to link with the words of the human being, because actually mostly I don't believe it. I only link with Allah. I have Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have the one in my life. He is near to me and he responds to my invocations. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want you, sisters, in this class to realize the greatest importance of supplication and dua in your life. This is the greatest form of mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the spirit of the true believer. So long I can link and communicate and have a connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, none of the earth can give me even headache for a second. I don't care for all and for none. Because the only one, all praise to him. I am in the direct link with him. I am all the time calling on him. He promised me that he will answer my supplication. I never respond to the bad deed with a bad deed. I never try to make a sin. I never give hard time to the people. I live my life according to the commands of Allah as an act of worship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised to those true believers whom they will live their life according to his rules and they fear him, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا وَيَرْضُقُهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ. Whoever fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make for him an outlet from circumstances he never expect, and Allah will provide him Allah will make for him an outlet, and Allah will provide him from sources he never expect. All praise to Allah. This is the life which is full of mercy of the true believers. When the Muslims complain that we have a difficult life, we have miserable life, our life is not good, I am not happy with my life, because you don't live the life correctly, you don't have Allah in your life, you don't feel how he is near to you, you don't have the link, you don't connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you can't connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, someone, he is the true loser in all the aspects, in the worldly life and in the hereafter. And this is the mercy of the Quran. This is the reality of the mercy of the Quran, sister. The Quran, again and again, is not the book to sing it with the tajweed. Okay? No, the Quran is the book of the rules which will give me the best life on the earth. If you follow the rules of the Quran, you will be still living the test of the worldly life, because this is the rule of Allah. The worldly life is a test for the believer and the disbeliever. Allah will not change His rules for anyone, even for Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His life was a great test. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will shower the believers with His mercy, so that in spite of the difficulty of the worldly life, the believers will be also living in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the continuous connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because of that, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whenever he faces any problem, he will run to prayer. Why? To call on Allah. Oh Allah, this and this and this happened. Oh Allah, this and this and this make for me problem. Oh Allah, I need your help. Oh Allah, I need your support. After the prayer, all praise to Allah, life will be totally different. So, actually, sister, this verse of the Quran fills the believer heart with love, confidence, and reassurance. Actually, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has no need for anyone. Again and again, sisters, you must realize this fact. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is calling on us to call Him in spite of the fact He is not in need of anyone. And again, it is known now that most of the human beings whom they are living on the earth are disbelievers in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is known. Okay, in spite of that, Allah is providing them with everything. Why? Because this is the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom only Allah knows it. And it is for His mercy and knowledge. But Allah is not in need of everyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is directing the believers to respond to Him and to believe in Him, so that He will guide them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I respond to the invocation of the supplicant when he calls on me, so let them obey me and believe in me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sister, this is very important point also. I need you to be clear in you. When you keep on calling on Allah and you feel that Allah is responding, your spirit will start to feel that in reality now, I believe that Allah is the one who can do everything. Because when I call on Him, I have my invocations answered. So you start to believe more in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you want to obey Him more. I want to obey Him more, so that the link will be in the best shape, so that when I call, He will answer. So the mercy of Allah is that He is answering our invocation, so that we believe in Him. When we believe in Him, we will obey Him. The question is Allah is in need of our obedience? No. Allah wants us to obey Him, so that we will be, inshallah, getting the reward, and inshallah, we will be having a good worldly life, and we will be, inshallah, in the paradise. This is, sister, the reality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom most of the Muslims are living away from His mercy, away from His real obedience, away from having sincerity with Him from their spirits. They are the great losers. Okay? And they are not supposed to say, oh Allah, why we have miserable life? You have the miserable life because you disconnect with the only source of the mercy on the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Always keep this verse of the Quran, okay, clear to your spirit. Allah is calling on me to call on Him. I will call on Him day and night. I will ask Him in every second. I will have all my trust in Him. And sister's invocation is a source of hope. And actually, every day I am realizing the importance of the hope in the life of the human beings. The hope is like a candle with a light far away from me. I want to reach my hope. I want to reach the hope. I want to have the hope all within my life. You can have the hope all within in your life when you call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when you call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will have the feeling that all the power will be with me. If all the power will be with me, so I will get my hope. I will reach it. Even if it is far away, but I will reach it. Because the one, the all the power is with me. This feeling, you cannot get it ever except through the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the sincerity also when you recite the Quran and during the prayer. And inshallah, we will continue next week. If you have any questions, I will answer you. Please give the question because in these topics, many sisters, because we are recording. Okay.
So, in regard to supplication, sometimes you may have an invocation of something that you may like, but it's not good for you.
Yes.
And sometimes you may have a supplication that you don't want this for you, but actually it may be good for you.
Yes.
So, how is that related to your supplication to Allah and the fact that He will answer to those supplications?
This is a very good question. Actually, you know, sister, suppose, for example, that I feel that now I am an old woman and I am now an old woman, my husband, and I tell to my husband enough in America, so let us go back to our country, Egypt, and live with our relatives. For example, okay, I believe in this, or I have this feeling. Then I start to make dua to Allah. Oh Allah, make it easy for us to return to Egypt. My husband will have a work. Everything will be alright. Okay, I do dua to Allah for this. Okay, but Allah knows that it is more better and it is the best for you to stay in America. Allah knows. We human being, we don't know. Okay, so when I notice that, in spite of my supplication, my husband is having a better position in America, my life becomes more better in America, I will start to realize, as a true believer in the oneness of Allah, that this is the best for me. Okay? So, I will start to accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I will stop doing that dua. Why? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarified to me that this is not the good. How I understand this? Because all the circumstances are moving towards staying in America. As a true believer in the oneness of Allah, I accept the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the second most important point for the believer. You call on Allah for what you think that it is the best for you as a human being. No knowledge, okay, and no wisdom. Because this is the nature of the human being. But when the one who has the wisdom and they have the knowledge and the one whom I am in full obedience to him will deviate my life in the other direction, I will realize by the spirit of the true believer in Allah that Mona, Allah wants you to stay in America. Be thankful, stay, forget about the other dua and ask Allah to arrange for you the best according to his knowledge. And because of that, it is advised that you call on Allah with everything, keeping in mind that Allah will plan for you the best. Oh Allah, I want to stay in America. Okay, this is what I feel. Okay, but at the same time, always keep a space in your spirit that Allah knows and I don't know. Okay, so if Allah will make me to stay in America, He will make the circumstances better. Okay, Allah will not keep you in America while you have some difficulties. No, Allah will make it better for you so that you will realize that, oh Allah, no, I don't want to go anymore. I will stay. This is very good. Subhanallah, I don't know. Allah knows. All praise to Allah that He make me to realize the benefits of staying in America. And I am so convinced now, Allah, and that's it. The spirit of the believer must be accepting that I don't know, Allah knows, I don't have wisdom, Allah has the wisdom. From my point of view, this is the best for me, but I will always accept the plans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is number one. Number two, which is very important to know, when I do the supplication to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as I clarified to you sisters, Allah will never send my hands empty. The fate of supplication is one of three. Either Allah will answer my supplication, or Allah will prevent a disaster equal to the supplication, or Allah will keep the reward for the day of judgment. Regarding my calling to Allah to return back to Egypt, Allah answered it by preventing the disaster of returning to Egypt. You see? So you never lose when you call on Allah. Keep on calling on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with what you are looking for. And when the direction of life is opposite, be sure that Allah saved you from the consequences of your dua, and Allah planned for you the best. Accept what Allah planned for you and be thankful for Him. This is my answer. Okay. Do you have another question?
And this is the last question. My question is kind of like my mom's, a little bit different. Sometimes, like, when I pray, I'm kind of creative. I like to pray about different things. And sometimes, when I begin to pray, I get scared. I think, like, am I being disrespectful to God? Because by the things I say, sometimes I complain, and I feel like, Then I think about it and I say, oh no, maybe God doesn't think I'm grateful for what He has given me. Sometimes I complain, you know, I'm like, oh Allah, you know, this is what happened today and I'm so angry at so-and-so. And maybe, I don't know if that's haram to do that, you know, to complain about other people. But I feel like He's the only one I can complain to.
You complain to Allah about everything, okay? Because Allah knows everything. This is number one.
But I feel like, shouldn't I be grateful for what He has given to me?
No, you are grateful. You know, number one, we are human beings, okay? Okay. Number one, I need to clarify to you one thing which is very important. We are not angels, okay? We have good and bad inside our spirits. This is how Allah created us, okay? So, we are expected to make mistakes. Okay, this is number one. And we are weak. Human beings are weak. Okay, so when someone will give me hard time, okay, like the one whom she comes and they say to me bad words and I didn't respond because I leave it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but still I am a human being. I will have some feelings inside my spirit. When I call on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in my dua, I will tell to Him, oh Allah, that sister gave me hard time. I didn't respond. I know that You are the one who will take care of me, but please make that sister away from me. I don't want her, I don't want to see her anymore. Make her to be away from my life. Okay? So the dua is the link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah loves the servant who mentions to Him everything, because this is the proof that you only have Him. If I only have Him, to whom I will complain from that sister, maybe she will come to me every day to give me hard time. So I have to say to Allah about her, take her out from my life. Make my husband to love my food. Make my kids to be good. Today, for example, someone say to me, someone do for me, whatever. So with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, number one, I want you to realize that Allah knows everything before your creation.
Like I get scared if I make Allah like feel bad or rude or something like that.
Sometimes I
pray, you know, so I can have, you know, the attributes of God, and then I feel like, oh, am I offending God. Like,
no, I tell you one thing. This is the shaitan. You know, this is the shaitan will come to you to prevent you from doing the dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you feel this feeling, when you feel this feeling, say, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Okay? But I want you to know something. When you are in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will always feel peace. Even if you are complaining to Him, but you feel peace because you are the link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the source of all the mercy. Okay? When you are in this link with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you complain to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, okay, this is what Allah wants us to do, so that I will not complain to those whom they don't have power or will, the human beings. Okay? Allah wants every one of us to be in direct relation with Him, so that we believe in His oneness and we obey Him. When you call on Him, you obey Him. Okay? When you start to feel that there is something in your spirit, the shaitan start to come, okay? say أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم and continue doing دعاء to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, let us now. Okay.
One thing I would. Can you please?
Like one thing I was just thinking about, that you always pray to God, and the best way is to go in sajda and then pray. But I also say that when you get something that Allah gives you, you should always be thankful to Him.
Yes.
You must always thank Him.
Yes.
Because when you thank Him, He will really give you more.
Yes, this is actually correct, sister, because you know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in the Quran, وَلَئِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Okay, but you know, actually we are discussing about supplication.
Yes. Yeah,
you know, and in the supplication, it is always related to the complaint and the hardship. You know, you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time.
Yes.
You know, this, and always I want to tell you, be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala equals to being obedient. To be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a word. It is an act. Okay? If I am thankful to Allah, this equal to I am obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But regarding the supplication, supplication is different. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, when you are down in the sujood, keep on calling on Him. It is not the place for saying thank you, O Allah, or praise to Allah. I want to clarify to you this point.
And one thing I was thinking that when you are praying, that you can, in sajda, whilst you are praying, you can also make dua, like whatever you like.
Yes, you make the dua.
Because
this is what I was clarifying.
Yes, you know.
That dua, what kind of dua?
But anything like you are thinking of, you want, you can pray whilst you are in namaz.
You want to do dua while you are in the sujood, you mean?
Yes.
Yes, this is what I was clarifying.
In the namaz, yeah, that's
yes,
what I mean.
And because of that I say, when you say, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, Subhana Rabbi al-A'la, then don't raise up. Keep down.
You.
Yes, and during, while you are down, keep on doing the dua. This is the best.
Best time.
Because you are the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
After the namaz you pray.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم اللهم إنا نسألك رحمة من عندك تهدي بها قلوبنا وتجمع بها شملنا وتلم بها شعثنا وترد بها الفتن عنا وتحفظ بها غائبنا وترفع بها شاهدنا وتزكي بها أعمالنا وتحفظنا بها اللهم من كل سوء اللهم اهدنا في من هديت وعافنا في من عافيت وتولنا في من توليت بارك لنا فيما أعطيت وقنا واصرف عنا برحمتك شر ما قضيت فإنك تقضي ولا يقضى عليك إنه لا يذل من واليت ولا يعز من عاديت تباركت ربنا وتعاليت اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما واجعل تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا معصوما ولا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا معنا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم لا تجعل لنا في مقامنا هذا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا كربا إلا نفسته ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا مبتلا إلا عافيته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا هي لك رضا ولنا فيها صلاح إلا قضيتها لنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم ارحمنا والدينا والمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب ربنا هب لنا من أزواجنا وذرياتنا قرة أعين واجعلنا للمتقين إماما اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين إن شاء الله see you on Monday إن شاء الله
thank you for such a wonderful